13 hours on Phoenix FM. Up next, the main news.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check. There we go.
106.7. One day.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
We're now only 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu Andy, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Dalilo boo, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
Government secures treasury approval to hire volunteer doctors. Zambia prioritizes reforms with the US to end dependency. In global news, Tanzania blocks Independence Day's protest, calls them a coup. Good afternoon. With the main news on Phoenix, my name is Mutolo Mwamba. Health Minister Dr. Elijah Muchima has disclosed that his ministry has given Treasury approval to employ volunteer doctors, but that the process has been delayed. And Dr. Muchima has advised the volunteer doctors to go back to his office to discuss the matter of recruitment further, stating that employing them is not an automatic process and requires careful planning and resources. In an interview with Phoenix News following the doctor's threat to down tools on December 19th, citing prolonged uncertainty and unfulfilled government assurances, among others, Dr. Muchima has expressed his disappointment with the past Resident Doctors Association of Zambia decision to go public with their grievances, despite earlier agreeing to resolve the issues amicably. He explains that the two parties at the previous meeting had agreed on the terms, but that the volunteer doctors have not gone back to check on the progress. The minister has assured that government is making strides to address the issue, and President Hakainde Hichilema is working tirelessly to ensure that the doctors are employed.
They were in my office, we sat down, and we had agreed the terms which we agreed. They have not come back to me to check on me how far we are. But then they decide to go public and in the press. We should not be resolving our issues through the press. Let them come back here and then they check where we are. We are dealing with issues of volunteers. Volunteers are pending to be employed by us. And this we had agreed when the terms are not agreed. It was nicely agreed, it was give and take. And we had agreed. What has made it go to the public and resolve issues to the public? Let them come back to my office and have a solution. Not to be resolving issues through the press, but the issues of employment. We had sat and we had agreed, and government has already, just a few weeks ago, has given us a treasury authority. What remains is for us now to conclude on one or two things.
Finance and National Planning Minister Dr. Mstumbeko Msokotwane says Zambia is prioritizing reforms with the United States government to end dependency on begging and build development through sustainable collaboration. Speaking during an engagement with visiting U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for Economic and Business Affairs Caleb Orr in Lusaka this morning, Dr. Msokotwane said these talks are driven by America's interest in providing grants in a balanced, accountable manner while ensuring economic synergies between the countries are guaranteed. Dr. Msokotwane said Zambia's priorities include economic development, job creation, and creating opportunities for marginalized groups so that overall livelihoods are not dependent on begging.
This has to happen in the framework of the new Trump administration vision on how foreign aid must work. It must work for America, but also must create growth and job opportunities for the recipient countries, that we are fully aligned to this sort of thinking, that it's time now to gradually phase out of begging, receiving. It's time to focus on how to get economies to grow, to create jobs, to pay taxes. And I must say that this vision of how we cooperate with other nations is not just with America. Every other country that we cooperate with, we've been very consistent with our message. It's time to find another way of collaborating beyond begging and receiving.
And the U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for Economic and Business Affairs, Caleb Orr, said his country is ready to invest in Zambia and unlock mutual prosperity with a focus on securing returns for American investors. Mr. Orr emphasized that resetting the U.S.-Zambia relationship will prioritize investment in the mining sector and diversification of the critical minerals value chain.
To discuss how we can move forward in resetting the U.S.-Zambia relationship in creating jobs and investment, especially in the mining sector, which is so important to the Zambian economy, in which the United States has great interest. We also talked about diversifying other sectors of the Zambian economy and the promise that the Zambian economy has for moving up the value chain in critical minerals, which the United States is also very interested in, that the Trump administration's new pro-growth and results-driven approach to foreign assistance provides exactly the opportunity to do that, and to do that together, the United States and Zambia, and in so doing, create a model for foreign assistance.
Police in Chasefu District, Eastern Province, have arrested a 30-year-old man for allegedly killing his 4-year-old biological daughter, identified as Sinyela Kumwenda. Eastern Province Police Commissioner Robertson Mwemba has confirmed the incident that occurred between December 7th and 8th, 2025, at the family home in Manyela Village, Chief Magodi, Chasefu District, after the victim's mother was admitted at Chasefu Mini Hospital, where she was receiving treatment for labor-related complications. Mr. Mwemba explained that on December 7th, 2025, at around 15 hours, the suspect, Makaiko Kumwenda, visited his wife at the hospital, accompanied by the now-deceased child, and that despite the mother's insistence that the child remains in her custody, the father refused and took the child back home with him. He says yesterday morning, at around 05 hours, Simenda Kumwenda, the suspect's sister, visited the house to check on the child and found her brother playing at the door. And after greeting him, he became violent and made a statement suggesting he had done nothing wrong. Mr. Mwemba says the suspect's sister became suspicious and forced her way into the house, where she discovered the lifeless body of the child in the bedroom with bruises on the neck and blood was coming out of the nose, mouth and ears. He says the matter was reported to a Musa police post and officers visited the crime scene, where they noted signs of strangulation and immediately arrested the suspect. Eastern Province Police Chief says the body has been deposited at Lundazi General Hospital for postmortem examination to determine the cause of death, while police are investigating the circumstances surrounding the incident. Zesco and Smart Zambia have signed a memorandum of understanding to provide digital services to schools, health facilities and other critical institutions across the country. Speaking at the signing ceremony in Lusaka this morning, Zesco Managing Director Justin Longo said the partnership with Smart Zambia will enable the provision of standard digital infrastructure, ensuring government institutions have access to technology. Mr. Longo notes that the MOU will enable Zesco to provide digital infrastructure that is up to standard with the current digital space.
We will work closely with Smart Zambia through a joint project management committee to ensure this collaboration is well coordinated, measurable, and results-driven. Emphasis, results-driven. Only are we going to achieve our intended targets. We should see results, and these results should be quick coming. Zesco stands ready to support this important national effort, not just with infrastructure, but with our continued commitment to innovation and inclusive development.
And Smart Zambia National Coordinator Percy Sinyama say the partnership will enable government institutions to offer quality services to the public. Mr. Chinyama disclosed that the digital infrastructure will be improved in over 3,000 health facilities,